Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing an outlook and anticipated impacts in Kharkivska Oblast, Ukraine. Part 1. Overview. Since September 2024, the conflict has intensified and the humanitarian situation has worsened in Kharkivska Oblast, with Russian troops continuing to advance towards Kupiansk, a critical transportation and logistics hub in eastern Ukraine. Active fighting also continues in northern Kharkivska Oblast, mainly near Vovchansk and Hlebok, where Russian forces began a new ground offensive in May, although they have been slower to advance since June with Ukrainian defenses limiting Russian forces' success. Alongside the ground offensives, air attacks have also intensified in the oblast, particularly targeting Kharkiv city. The intense fighting near Kupiansk and in northern Kharkivska Oblast has led to deteriorating humanitarian conditions in these locations, particularly in frontline areas. Kharkiv city has been hosting most of those displaced amid the mandatory evacuation of more than 50 settlements in Kupianskyi Raion and Borivska Ramada in response to Russian advances. For the approximately 6,000 people remaining in these two areas, a large proportion of who are older people or people with mobility issues or chronic health conditions, the lack of basic services, including electricity, gas, and water, housing damage, and the onset of cold weather conditions are compounding needs. Humanitarian responders also face constraints stemming from the conflict and related infrastructure damage. The humanitarian situation in Kharkivska Oblast is also likely to deteriorate in the coming 3 months, but the deterioration will likely be intense and localized to frontline areas, primarily around Kupiansk and Vovchansk. At the same time, recurring attacks on Kharkiv city will continue, leading to persistent risks for residents and humanitarian responders. Russian attacks on energy infrastructure are likely to continue as well. With weather conditions likely to get colder in January, civilians, especially those closest to intense fighting, are at risk of deepening humanitarian needs. Humanitarian responders will face additional constraints amid intensifying hostilities and security risks. Part 2. Crisis Overview. As of the 18th of December 2024, Russian forces remained within 2.5 to 3 kilometers of Kupiansk. This is amid an intensified push towards the city that began in September, likely to establish defensive positions east of the Oskol River before winter conditions set in. At the same time, the Russian military has intensified operations along the eastern front line in Ukraine to pressure the Ukrainian military following the start of its operations in Russia's Kursk Oblast in August. The Russian military has been pushing towards Kupiansk since late 2023 after Ukrainian forces retook the city in a September 2022 counteroffensive, and Russian military operations since September 2024 have put Russian forces within reach of capturing the city once again. The recent advances towards Kupiansk occur amid a broader Russian offensive that began on the 10th of May involving intensified ground operations in northern Kharkivska Oblast. These ground operations have been accompanied by intensive air attacks in both urban and rural areas near Kupiansk and along the northern border areas, particularly Vovchansk. The offensive indicates a shift in the conflict dynamics in Kharkivska Oblast since the Ukrainian counteroffensive in late 2022. Until May 2024, the Russian military had focused its efforts along the easternmost part of the Kupiansk-Svatovy Kremena line towards Kupiansk and to reinforce its control of Luhanska Oblast, mainly through shelling and drone attacks amid limited Russian successes in these areas. Until mid-December, Russian operations, including clashes with Ukrainian forces combined with shelling and air attacks, continued along two major front lines in Kharkivska Oblast, one in the east near Kupiansk and the other in northern border areas around Vovchansk and Hlebok. Intense fighting continues along the eastern front as Russian forces attempt to encircle the city of Kupiansk, where, by the end of November, fewer than 4,000 civilians remained despite the mandatory evacuation orders announced in October. Russian forces are also advancing south towards Borova, a village where approximately 2,000 people remained by the 1st of December. This would provide them with an opportunity to split Ukrainian defenses around Kupiansk and secure the southern flank towards the city. That said, the natural barrier of the Oskol River, as well as entrenched Ukrainian defenses and fortifications to its west, would make such an effort challenging. Despite continued Russian pressure on Kupiansk, both as Russian forces send small assault forces to penetrate Ukrainian defenses and attempt to cross the river, Ukrainian forces have so far succeeded in defending the city, though its bombardment has led to significant destruction, including of water supply lines. Still, the Russian military has intensified operations towards Kupiansk since October, an indication of its commitment to recapturing the city. Kupiansk, with several highways and railway lines converging in the city, is a critical transportation and logistics hub in eastern Ukraine. After capturing Kupiansk in February 2022, Russian forces used the city as a logistics point to support operations towards Izium, which they later captured in March 2022. In the same year, Ukrainian counteroffensives in this area then threatened Russian supply lines and operations towards Donetsk Oblast. Capturing Kupiansk would not only allow the Russian military to disrupt Ukrainian supply and logistics lines in eastern Ukraine but also support its efforts towards Slovyansk and Kramatorsk in Donetsk Oblast, making it a strategic priority for Russia's overall stated military objectives in Ukraine. Russian forces have also concentrated their offensives around Vovchansk and Hlebok, located near the border with Belgorod Oblast in Russia, likely to secure border areas. The Ukrainian military has previously targeted Russian military sites in Belgorod, and cross-border incursions into Russian territory remain a risk. That said, Russian forces have been slower to advance around Vakhansk and Hlebok in northern Kharkivsk given strong Ukrainian military presence and defense lines since June. Limited road infrastructure also limits rapid Russian advances. The overall decline in hostilities since June has led to reduced casualties, likely also because of the increased focus on advancing towards Kupiansk. Overall, Russian forces have made incremental territorial gains in Kharkivsk Oblast, gaining approximately 225 square kilometers since the 10th of May 2024. While they rapidly gained another 188 square kilometers from May to June, primarily in the north, these advances in Kharkivsk Oblast have been much slower than in Donetsk Oblast, where Russian forces have taken approximately 2,000 square kilometers since May. That said, the attritional and protracted nature of the conflict in Kharkivsk Oblast means that frontline areas are likely seeing deepening humanitarian impacts, described in further detail below. The increase in casualties in Kharkiv city since July, amid the increase in air attacks on the city, suggests that such strikes continue to raise persistent risks for residents and humanitarian responders, many of whom operate from Kharkiv city. Crisis impacts discussed in this report include humanitarian situation in frontline areas, Kharkiv city, evacuations and humanitarian operations. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.